Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Pam. How can I help you?
Hi, I had a question about a purchase that I did recently, and it just the product wasn't delivered to the address. So
okay, can I have your zip code?
Yeah, 94587.
And your first and last name?
Last name is S-E-I-N. First name is D-A-W.
Okay, can you verify your address?
33800 Washington Avenue, Union City, California, 94587.
Okay, and I do see you ordered a height watch for $597 back on the 20th of March, and it shows it was delivered to your address on the 24th of March.
It's supposed to be a vacuum cleaner.
Sir?
It was supposed to be a vacuum cleaner, right?
No, we don't sell vacuum cleaners at all, sir. We sell
interesting.
Vacuum.
Huh. Okay. Because on the credit card it says that it was subtracted for, you know, $70 or whatever.
$69.97. What's it say beside the charge?
Yeah, that's the amount. And that was supposed to be for a vacuum cleaner, but you're saying that you guys don't sell vacuum cleaners?
No, sir. What does the charge say?
It doesn't say anything specifically. It just says it was coming from you guys. And
yes,
so
sir. You ordered a watch, a height watch, smart watch.
A watch?
Yes, sir. Back on the 20th of March, it was for $5.97. A
okay.
trial. And if it's not canceled, you get billed the full cost of the product. Are you saying you didn't do this?
Hang on. So the watch was charged for $5 and you said $7?
And after the 14 days, we charge the full cost of that watch because it's not free.
I see. Okay. That's what it was for. Okay.
But it's a one-time charge and you won't be charged anything else.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. That makes a lot more sense because I don't have complete information. So this makes a lot more sense. Calling from my mom. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you for clarifying that. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, that's it. Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.